Mar-a-Lago raid aftermath. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Former President Trump posting on social media Friday that his legal team might be preparing more legal action in response to the FBI's raid of his Mar-a-Lago residence. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports.
Trump teasing the following on social media, quote, a major motion pertaining to the Fourth Amendment will soon be filed concerning the illegal break-in of my home, Mar-a-Lago, right before the ever-important midterm elections. Team Trump wants a third party to examine the president's Fourth Amendment rights.
A federal judge giving the Justice Department a Thursday deadline to offer its redactions to the affidavit that led to the raid. President Biden will host a summit next month that is geared towards ending hate-fueled violence. Fox's Jared Halpern has the details from Washington.
The United We Stand Summit is part of an effort to heal the soul of the nation, a key campaign pledge from President Biden. He will host civil rights groups, faith leaders, law enforcement officers, gun violence prevention advocates, and former members of hate groups at the event on September 15th. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the summit will present an opportunity for Americans of all races, religions, political affiliations, and walks of life to take up cause together. President Biden will deliver a keynote address.
South Texas expected to be hit with a cyclone within the next 48 hours. Fox's Evan Brown reports.
The National Hurricane Center is now posting tropical storm warnings for South Texas and down into Mexico due to a weather system in the Gulf of Mexico now very likely to become a tropical cyclone. The worst of it will be the rain.
A federal judge denying GOP South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham's bid to delay testimony in election probe in Georgia. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
More buses carrying undocumented people arrived in New York City from Texas Friday. Fox's Lauren Green has more.
With this latest arrival of migrants, the Lone Star State's governor is forcing New York City's mayor to live up to the sanctuary city claims to take in a small sliver of what's pouring across the southern border. Another two buses from Texas arriving at the Big Apple's Port Authority terminal. The coaches carried nearly 100 migrants who crossed into the U.S. illegally from points south of the U.S.-Mexico border, some seeking asylum. The youngest is 10 months old.
Mass looting taking place at a 7-Eleven in Los Angeles.
Police are calling it flash mob looting. Up to 100 people at times wormed their way through the store's aisles, stealing candy, chips, and sodas. At one point, some even hopped the counter, pocketing cigarettes and lottery tickets. As all of this unfolded, one man seemingly decides to specifically target a store employee. LAPD Sergeant Ryan Moreno says just prior to the store takeover, many in the same flash mob had taken over a nearby intersection. It's an alarmingly common scene in L.A. where crowds block roads for cars to perform burnouts and donuts in the street.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Los Angeles. A new study shows how the pandemic has affected college students' mental health.
Researchers at Boston University say more than 60% of college students met the criteria for at least one mental illness between 2020 and 2021. That's double the rate from 2013, with depression and anxiety each jumping by more than 100% in the same eight-year time frame. The study, published in the Journal of Affective Disorders, analyzing data from more than 350,000 college students on more than 370 campuses, also finding a 96% spike in eating disorders and a nearly 46% increase in non-suicidal self-injury.
That's Fox's Lisa Brady. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.